The Southeast Health Unit office in Napanee will be continuing its lease in a smaller capacity at a lesser rate. Originally, they were going to close at the end of March. The health unit has now agreed to reduce their footprint within the building by approximately 75%. As their lease agreement is based on square footage occupied, this has reduced their rent from approximately $1,825 to $430 for the final 20 months of the agreement term. The town's clerk, Jessica Walters, explains why staff believe this is in the best interest for the community.
In short, the health unit is now, they had initially given us a notice of termination effective March 31st. The budget was presented on the assumption that they would no longer be in there after that date. They have subsequently submitted a request to continue their lease, but on amended terms with a reduced footprint in the building and therefore a reduced cost. Staff believe this is in the best interest of the community because it would let us maintain the vaccine clinics and the fridge for well water testing. And any other services they might wish to offer there through that office space.
CAO Matthew Grant explains the reduction in space and why he supports them staying open.
Myself, Mr. Brown, and Ms. Walters met with the public health team. And so it does represent a significantly reduced footprint within the building. It's essentially a room to keep the vaccines as well as the front reception area. And as a building tenant, it still allows them access to the large meeting space to run vaccine clinics. I'm quite supportive of it. I do know that the public health unit has had some challenges to navigate since they've merged the different units into one single unit. As they're looking to reduce costs wherever they can, this was a way they felt they could do that, while still maintaining service to the community. Generally this results in people not having to travel to Kingston for vaccines. And I think that's where the win is, for residents.
Councillor Bill Martin expressed a concern he had about neighboring communities using the service.
I think we have to do it just to maintain the services to our residents, but it concerns me that we're always asked to pay for a service for other communities because this is going to be used by more than just Napanee residents. It's going to be, you know, it's Kingston, Frontenac, LNA, Prince Edward County, you know. I'm concerned about that part of it, actually, that we're paying, our taxpayers are paying for a service for other communities. But like I said, I don't want our residents to lose any services either.
Grant noted the benefits and said they wouldn't be paying for other municipalities.
I don't know that we're necessarily paying for other municipalities. I think the benefit is maintenance of vaccine clinics here, which will primarily be for our residents. I would say the only benefit other municipalities may be getting is that the vaccine supply chain in this immediate area of 41 and the like will come through Napanee. But I don't anticipate that other municipalities will be getting a direct benefit from the use of our space other than that.
Mayor Terry Richardson showed his support for the health unit staying open, but noted a concern as well.
I'm hopeful that our staff aren't going to do any more than what they're doing now. Obviously, the concern is if it's not staffed 5 days a week, there's a possibility there, but I'm sure Mr. Grant and the senior leadership team will be monitoring that fairly closely. So, and it's a little bit refreshing in the fact that the health unit has now realized that it's important to have a brick and mortar type of facility within our community, that you just cannot do it remotely.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.